This is the Morning Buzz with Mankiran Aujla, and we're talking about how the Vancouver Whitecaps FC will be hosting their third annual Vasaki celebration. And for this match, there is special merchandise made by a local artist. And this year, you're about to find out right here on Spice Radio for the first time. That artist is Jesse Sopal, artist, designer, and creative director based here in Vancouver. He has designed the Whitecaps Vasaki logo this year. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations. This is very exciting.
Thank you for having me on. This is definitely very exciting. I'm happy to be part of this year.
It's incredible. Like, I feel like you've had a really good year. I mean, you designed for the Vancouver Canucks not too long ago for their Diwali match. Now the Whitecaps, you are on a roll. Like, how does it feel to be a part of these really big brands?
It's an amazing feeling, because I feel like you grew up listening, you know, watching hockey, is listening about the sport growing, and then now you're part of it. So first I was part of like the Canucks thing, now Whitecaps, you know, soccer is something I actually played. So it means a little bit more. So it's definitely very exciting to be a part of it.
Oh, I think it's awesome. So between the two, if you had to pick ice hockey or soccer, which one?
Like to play or like watch? There's so many ways at this
question.
Okay,
how about just like, okay, fine, to watch. Let's go with to watch.
All right, so to watch, that's actually pretty difficult too. I like watching hockey for its fast-paced nature, but like soccer, you can like kind of, it's more strategic in a sense. I can like process it a little bit slower, but I don't know. It's hard to pick, but probably soccer, I guess, because of the World Cup that happened a year and a half ago.
Yep.
Got more into it too, so I feel like soccer maybe.
And yeah, and the World Cup is coming to Vancouver in 2 years. I'm definitely going to be fighting for those tickets. I don't know about you. Are you going to put your name into the lotto?
Of course. Yeah. Definitely going to do that.
Put my whole family in it.
FIFA was here, like, I think 5-6 years ago for the women's FIFA.
Yes.
Saw that game. That was cool.
That was really fun. I saw, like, the Canada versus England match. That was so good. Like, Canada almost had it, but then they lost. But it's okay. I mean, it's nice to see that Canadians are, like, much more involved in soccer. And I'm feeling like there's much more love for the sport. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm glad you said soccer, because that was the right answer, given what we are talking about. Okay. But I want to talk about you as an artist. You know, like, what made you want to pursue this career in the first place?
Well, I've always been drawing and painting since I was a kid. In high school, I took it a little bit more seriously, and I took a lot of design classes as well, so I kind of was always in the creative space. And then, you know, when you're working on anything, like you're drawing something, you see yourself naturally get better and better the more you do it. And so I always thought, like, okay, like, if I'm, like, at this point, you know, I'm, like, 13 or 14, what does it look like if I keep doing this for 5 years? And then just to never stop doing it, and yeah, I just kept pursuing it. When you're passionate about something, somehow it always like just keeps you going. And yeah, now I'm here and it's like my career, which is pretty cool.
It's awesome. And did you always have like the support of your family? Because let's be real, right? Like with our Desi families, there's a tendency to be like, you've got to do like engineering, become a doctor. Like I remember when I decided I wanted to like major in communications, my like bubba was like, Mankiran, you're going to like major in how to talk. You know how to talk. I'm like, you know, there's other jobs. So how was your experience?
Yeah, I mean, so my parents were always like, just make sure you like what you do. That was like their main thing. I feel like they were just like, well, if you become an engineer and you don't like it, you're going to blame us for it, you know, because we told you to do it. So they saw that I was like good at creative design, visual arts. So they kind of were like, okay, cool, like pursue it. They were still uncertain like what that meant. But I think once like I started working, like I worked as a designer in advertising and in tech for a long time, they were like, oh, he knows what he's doing. And so when I made the choice of like quitting my job to work on art, they already knew kind of that I'd proven that I could make a living off of creativity. And so when I made that leap to do art full time, they figured that I can figure that out as well.
Yeah. And your aesthetic, right? Like I'm looking at your pieces of art right now. It's like very black and white. One of the first pieces I came across of yours was the Nuzzer one with the eyes. I thought that was really nice. So if you were to describe your aesthetic to folks, what would it be?
Well, it is very black and white, right? And I feel like I use a lot of patterns that I see in textiles in my work, like paisleys and Fulgati patterns as well. I feel like one of the reasons I've focus on black and white or just minimal color is it helps me focus on the form factor of what I'm creating. I think the stereotype typically is like Punjabi art or South Asian art is very colorful, which it is, you know, nothing wrong with that. But for me, I'm like, how do we explore it further? And the form factor is always something that comes into mind for me. So black and white. I just love black and white illustrations anyway. Comic books, grew up on that. And so just naturally just kind of made that my style.
And I remember when this morning you were telling me about the scarf, and you're like, oh, man, Kieran, it's black and white. And I kind of made a face because I'm somebody who just, like, loves a lot of color. But today, this morning, you are holding that Vancouver Whitecaps scarf. And we can't show it to you yet because tomorrow the Whitecaps are going to officially unveil it. And if you could see it, it is such a beautiful scarf, lots of beautiful embroidery. So, Jesse, kind of tell us about the process of creating this scarf.
Yeah, so it's not black and white. It's a black base.
Yeah.
It's black heavy, right? The process of creating this, well, first of all, shout out to the Whitecaps. They gave me full creative freedom for creating what I wanted, and I didn't have to compromise on my vision or style. So this is 100% genuinely me. So I started off with the idea of, you know, Vaisakhi, there's so many ways to look at it. Celebration of the harvest and Sikhi, you know, birth of the Khalsa. But I focus mostly on, like, this idea of the harvest. What does that mean? And so the quote, reap what you sow, you know, it's like two-sided, like hard work, put in the work, and, you know, beautiful things come out of it. And that's kind of the concept behind the scarf. It's like the submergence of floral patterns. And you could even see, like, the transition of seasons from winter to spring. So I use a lot of, like, blue, but mostly, like, gold and yellow, which is, like, the emergence of spring, over top of this, like, black background. And I think the black sort of represents, like, the nighttime. So it's, like, the dawn before, you know, like, sunrise, which is like the transition of season. So that's essentially how I approached it. And yeah, naturally anything on black, like yellow and gold, pop up more. So I'm excited to see what people think. I hope people love it. So
I was actually quite impressed. He showed it to me this morning and I was like, wow, this is so pretty. And I know that your mom was a big part of the inspiration of the scarf.
Yeah. So I, you know, like a scarf, I'm like, what's the most similar clothing, like sort of accessory in Punjabi culture. It's like a shawl, right? Or
yeah.
Or a chunni,
whatever.
Yeah, chunni, right? So I'm like, that's where I should get the inspiration from, right? And so immediately just going through like my mom's closet, picking out outfits that have interesting patterns and pretty much getting inspiration from that and sketching out patterns and applying that to the scarf design. And so when you look at the scarf, you'll definitely notice a influence from Punjabi Desi textiles. And I think that's exciting, right? Like, this is more of like my contemporary take on things. And, you know, I guess you wouldn't picture like a salwar kameez influencing like a soccer scarf.
No, not at all. Never would have thought of that. And that's what I like about it, because I didn't know what to expect, but it really does look like embroidery. It's really pretty. I just can't stop staring at it because it's so shiny and nice, but it's just got the perfect balance kind of going on there. Now, but something else I need to mention too is we know that Jazzy B is going to be performing at the Vaisakhi celebration. And yep, just recently, Jazzy B wore the design that you designed for the Canucks Diwali game. He wore the jersey with your design on it. And now Jazzy B is performing at the Whitecaps. Did you guys plan this? Like, what's going on here? This is like double Jazzy B.
So, yeah, I mean, so we didn't plan this. And it is funny that it seems planned, right? Like, I posted that photo of him wearing the jersey I made for the Canucks. But his business partner bought that jersey, bought it and sent it to my house for me to sign. And then I sent it to Jazzy B's manager, who then gave it to Jazzy B, who wore it in the music video. And they told me this back in like December or January. I'm like, oh, like I haven't heard about this music video since they mentioned it. It's probably not going to happen.
Right.
And then Jazzy B drops a music video like 4 days ago. And I was like, oh, there it is. Perfect. Because I knew Jazzy B was going to be performing for the Whitecaps too. So it's kind of like building that story. And I made it seem like, you know, I was going to phrase it like, oh, I'd love to work with Jazzy B. But, you know, it's going to happen. I'll probably see him at the game or something.
Look at you. You manifested. I know you don't believe in manifestation, but I believe something went down here.
Yeah, I mean, something did go down and it's happening. So we'll see what happens at the Whitecaps game. Maybe something else will come out of it. Who knows?
And he's going to obviously probably going to be rocking that scarf just like he rocked your jersey in the music video. So we're excited to see it. Okay, up next, we've got much more with Jesse Sopal. We're going to test his knowledge on all things Whitecaps. And speaking of Jazzy B, we got to play you this song. Well, this is Jazzy B. This is the Morning Buzz on Spice Radio, 1200 AM. You're with Mankir and Ajala, and we're very excited because this morning we have artist Jesse Sopal in studio with us here on Spice Radio. He actually is designing the Vasaki logo for the Whitecaps match that is happening this Saturday, April 6th. So be sure to grab your tickets. Now, I'm very excited, Jesse, because we're about to play a game here. We are celebrating, of course, 50 years of Whitecaps. So I want to test your knowledge on all things Whitecaps. How are you feeling?
Pretty nervous, I'm not going to lie.
If people could see your face, like, I can feel the nervous energy. But trust me, okay, I think some of these questions are actually, like, they're easy. You'll get it. And some are a little bit tricky. And some I will give you options. So don't worry. Okay, here we go. Question one. What is the name of the Whitecaps head coach? Okay, is it Jim Curtin, Vanni Sartini, or Chris Armas?
Okay, I'm going to go with Vanni.
Vanni Sartini?
Yeah.
Correct! Ding, ding! Okay, sweet. See, good! Easy! I told you this wasn't very hard.
Okay. I didn't know this was multiple choice. This helps.
It helps. Okay, but I don't know if you'll get this one. I'll be impressed if you get this one. So, what is the name of the Whitecaps' very first head coach? All right, is it Jim Easton, Martin Rennie, or Bob Lilly?
I like the name Bob Lilly, so I'm going to go with that.
I like it too, but you're wrong. No. It's Jim Easton. You should have known that. No, just kidding. That was a little bit of a hard one. I had no idea. Okay, how about a little bit of true or false here? Okay, did the Whitecaps host David Beckham when he was part of the LA Galaxy in a friendly at BC Place back in 2007? True or false?
Okay, I remember this, and I feel like he didn't play, so I'm going to say false.
No, it's true.
Oh, God.
He did. He was there. He made headlines. It was all over the news. And it seems, actually, I didn't know this, but Beckham, like, changed MLS forever when he signed with Galaxy. And after that, many European players then started signing on to MLS.
The more you know.
The more you know. Okay, and actually, random question now, because I always love to bring this up when we talk about Beckham. When did you first discover David Beckham? Was it through the movie Bend It Like Beckham? Or did you know about him beforehand?
Yeah, definitely through the movie. I had no idea who he was.
No.
And so when the movie came out, I was like, oh, this player's pretty cool. And the movie's based off of, it's not based off of him, but, you know, definitely came on my radar because of that.
You know, to me, David Beckham is, like, always remembered as the man who inspired, you know, just to play soccer. Like, that's how I'm always going to remember him as. And I didn't know anything about David Beckham being real till this film. Do you think Beckham himself has seen the movie Bend It Like Beckham?
I feel like he has. Like, if your name's in a movie title, you're probably very curious to see what it's about. So I assume he watched it.
What if he hasn't?
That's a good question. Got to do some digging on that.
But. Well, we know that Inter Miami is going to be playing the Whitecaps in May. We were talking about this. And, you know, he's one of the co-owners. So, like, potentially he could maybe be coming to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting this out there because I want somebody to ask Beckham if he has seen the film Bend It Like Beckham. I want the answer to this. It's a very important question. So, fingers crossed it happens. I'm putting it out there. Okay, how about this question? Were the Whitecaps the first Canadian team to make the MLS Cup playoffs? True or false?
I am going to say false.
It's true.
I'm getting all these wrong. I'm terrible at this.
Oh, Jesse. So it seems back in 2012, right? So the Whitecaps, they made it in just their second season when they first, you know, qualified for the MLS. And they were the first Canadian to make the playoffs team because they beat out Toronto. Toronto had been a part of it since like 2007, but we beat them.
Okay.
So haha, take that, Toronto.
And we're playing Toronto. So
we're playing them. We better beat them. I don't want to lose that match. We have to beat them.
There's a little bit of rivalry there, so it's going to be an exciting match.
And we know that, like, West Coast is the best coast anyway, so there's no arguing with that there. Okay, next question. Who is the captain of the Whitecaps team? He knows the answer to this. Okay, is it Ryan Gold, Ali Ahmed, or Ryan Raposo?
Is it Ryan Raposo?
No. It's Ryan Gold. You mixed up your Ryans.
Yeah, so the Ryan was familiar. I got half of it right. I'm not totally wrong.
Okay, I think this one you'll know. This is easy. Who designed the Vasaki logo last year? Should I even give you options?
Yeah, you shouldn't give me options. He's the homie, Sandeep Johal.
Yes, it's such a beautiful scarf that was. All right, question seven. Here we go. This is your last question, so I hope you get this right. I think this is very easy. Who is the club reporter for the Whitecaps? Okay, is it Asa Raymond, Sarita Patel, or Gurpsyan.
As much as I love Gurp, it's Sarita.
Yeah.
I met her last week, so I'm excited to meet her at the game as well. So
it's gonna be so much fun. And you know, I want to ask you, Jesse, for folks who've like never been to a Whitecaps game, like describe what the experience is like when you go to one of these games.
So last year I went to my first Whitecaps game at the Vasaki game, and I didn't realize the fans could be so different from like Canucks fans. They're very loud. They're very, I don't know, you just have to witness it, honestly. Like, I loved it. I had a great time. And so if you're free on Saturday, you should definitely come check it out. And, like, the tickets are very affordable. So, you know, it's not like a couple $100 like the Canucks, but you gotta come check it out to see it and feel it. So.
And that's why, like, the Whitecaps better than the Canucks, being real. Like, yeah. The affordability, you can take the family. It's so easy. And it's such a fun place. So, yes, be sure to grab your tickets. And, Jesse, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited for Saturday, and everyone hopefully can come out.
Yes, do come out and support the Whitecaps. They're playing April 6th at BC Place. They're going against Toronto FC. Hopefully we'll beat them. And we just spoke to Jesse Sopal, artist, designer, and creative director based in Vancouver. He is designing the Whitecaps Vasaki logo this year. And if you want to see that scarf, do follow the Whitecaps page. Even give Jesse Sopal a follow as well so you can see what it is. So stay tuned for that.